Country Bob FM.
Take some time to get the train whistle out. It was still in the drawer. And you have to know the combination of the drawer. It's like a safety deposit box. It's the Almanac, Total Country, Bob FM. Today is Friday, June 5th, 157th day of the year, 210 left to go. That's 210, including today, 209 when you don't include today. 1752, our buddy Ben Franklin. He flew a kite for the first time, demonstrating that lightning was a form of electricity. He was trying to prove the movement of electrons, positive to negative, etc., negative to positive. You got your neutrons, you got your protons, and you got your electrons. And these electrons, they were a-moving, Neil.
Well, that's what they do.
That's what they do, and they do work.
Yeah.
They do work because they move, and that's this date, 1752. You know what he put on his little his kite string, right?
A little key.
Yeah, put a key on there. Yeah. That's why when you used to go to the Benjamin Franklin store, Ben Franklin,
that was
their little logo. They had a key up there. We used to call it the key store because it had a key on it, on the sign. We'd go to the one in Mora, and we'd go, are we going to the key store? Because they had cheap toys there.
Sure.
Nice, inexpensive toys. 1752.
Little squirt pistols and, you know, cap guns.
I would think that Benjamin Franklin, in his time as a founding father, would be proud to know that there was a line of five and dime stores named after him.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure he would.
1865.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war.
Actual audio?
Onward, Christian Soldiers was presented for the first time. The hymn, the song, 1865. And this is
we sang it in church many times.
Yeah, well, this is from Little House on the Prairie. Again, Bringing in the Sheaves and Onward, Christian Soldiers, the only two hymns that the congregation at the Walnut Grove Church knew. And this is one of them. Which the timing would work perfect because Little House on the Prairie and Walnut Grove, that was late 1870s into the 1880s, and this was 1865. So when they were singing it, it was a new tune.
It was a standard, yeah.
It was like you and I singing, you know, It's All About the Bass, Meghan Trainor. Be like you and me singing that song.
Ooh.
Or something from Maroon 5.
Sure.
1876, did you know that bananas really didn't become popular in the U.S. until the 1870s.
I did not know that.
1876. That's why, I mean, you watch a lot of old Western shows. You get your Gunsmoke and whatnot.
Right.
You're branded. I watch Little House on the Prairie. You don't see a lot of, you know, go to Olson's Mercantile. They don't have bananas there for sale.
No.
They don't have a bunch of bananas because they really didn't become popular in the U.S. until they were introduced at the Centennial Exposition in Philadelphia.
Very nice.
On this date, 1876.
I had one this morning.
Good. Your potassium level is up then.
And I'm fine.
And you won't cramp up. That's been a major problem, Neil. I've been, you know, only true friends can tell you that, but you've been cramping up.
Yes.
1944, Operation Tonga. The first British gliders touched down on French soil. It was the day before the D-Day invasion.
Yes.
We know that as Operation Overlord.
Right.
But this was Operation Tonga, as the British gliders touched down on the other side of enemy lines, preparing for D-Day on this date, 1944. D-Day, of course, would be tomorrow.
June 6th.
Correct. That is tomorrow. 1947.
The initiative, I think, must come from Europe. The role of this country should consist of friendly aid in the drafting of the European program and of later support of such a program, so far as it may be practical for us to do so.
So that's the Marshall Plan.
Right.
State Secretary of State George C. Marshall outlined the Marshall Plan, wanting to help provide aid to help Europe rebuild after World War II. Now, for you, the Marshall Plan is more talk about Marshall Dillon.
Right.
Did they ever have an episode of Gunsmoke called The Marshall Plan?
Well,
they should have.
Yeah, I'd have to check. There's 20 years of episodes to run through.
One of the most famous graduates of Hibbing High School, Hibbing Blue Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
This date, 1959, it'd be Bob Zimmerman.
Sure.
You know, they've also had Kevin McHale.
Yes.
The Micheletti's.
Yes.
Are from Hibbing, and there's others.
Uh-huh.
But probably maybe the most famous worldwide, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
1959, class of 59. Most likely to change his name to Dylan is what it was in the yearbook.
In the yearbook. And it worked.
1965. So Woolly Bully climbed all the way to number two. It just came up a little short.
A whisker shy.
Probably kept off the number one spot by a Beatles tune, I'm just guessing.
Could happen.
1965 here this state. And you know, you can compare 2020 to 1968. 1968 was very tumultuous. Oh. And this was one of those tumultuous events this day in 68.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
No!
Is that possible?
It could.
Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen? It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. And another man, a Kennedy campaign manager.
That was audio as it happened.
Wow.
On
that just
this
gave
date,
me goosebumps.
It was at the Ambassador Hotel. He had just kind of accepted and claimed victory in the California primary, and he had just done a speech basically accepting the win in the California primary, and then back, that was audio from back in the kitchen area.
Jeez.
Rosie Greer was part of the detail. He was on hand there, and I don't know, was he the one who wrestled Sirhan or tried to or attempted to or helped to?
I think he did. Yeah, he was right there.
Sirhan was arrested for the attack. Robert F. Kennedy died shortly thereafter. 1968. And 89, we opened up the Sky Dome there in Toronto.
Look out, folks. Will disappear. There's your first home run.
Hey, did
Prime Dog?
Was that Tony Kubek? Did he say I have dysentery? Listen to this.
Look out, folks, we have dysentery.
Oh my goodness!
Look out, folks, I have dysentery. Doesn't that mean you have diarrhea?
Well,
isn't that one of the
well? At least he warned us.
Yeah, he warned us. Yeah. I gotta leave while you call this home run because
Crime Dog went deep.
I need to run to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Crime Dog, first home run in the Sky Dome.
Very cool.
As the Blue Jays hosted the Milwaukee Brewers on this date, it was a modern marvel, Neil. It was a huge baseball stadium with a retractable roof. The first one in North America.
Sure.
As far as a major sports venue that can hold football and baseball. What's it now? Is it the Rogers Center? What do they call it now? They have a new name.
Yeah, I think it was at one time the Rogers. It may have changed again. I don't know.
They needed a new stadium. Exhibition Stadium was not a pretty baseball park.
That was a dump.
Yeah, exactly. So that was in 89. It's where the Twins won and clinched the 91 pennant in the ALCS.
Yeah, that's right.
In 91. 2004 in the news.
Former President Ronald Reagan died of pneumonia this afternoon at his home in California. His death brings to a close a remarkable life that bridged the worlds of entertainment, politics, and statesmanship. And the word of his passing comes from the very weekend that the United States and its allies...
So this date, President Ronald Reagan, he had been battling Alzheimer's, 40th
yes.
President of the United States, died at the age of 93. So much more than a president, Neil. He was a character and an actor and...
One of the good guys.
He was on several of the Dean Martin roasts. In fact, they actually roasted him once, and it was funny.
Yeah, he's a good sport about it.
In the news 2 years ago.
Last year, Miss America.
A Me Too makeover for Miss America. Now promising to emphasize brains over beauty. Since 1921, the ever-shrinking staple of every pageant, the swimsuit competition, is out.
Swimsuit competition done. Miss America saying that's it. It's going to be replaced with the bib overalls competition. Did you see that last year in the 2019?
Yeah.
It was very good. Oshkosh B'gosh was really the big winner.
Huge. Yes.
Definitely.
But then the bathing suit came back, I thought. Swimsuit.
Yeah, I think they did. Yeah. So 2018, 2019.
A new study published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology found that Americans eat, drink, and breathe up to 121,000 microplastic particles each year. Researchers say those who exclusively drink bottled water can add up to 90,000 plastic particles to their annual total.
Yeah. I'm sure for you, when you're eating and consuming plastic particles, you probably put mustard on there. I put ketchup on my plastic particles. Mm. You know what you can do to prevent the consumption of plastic particles?
Don't eat or drink anything?
Wear a cloth mask.
Ah.
That'll do it. That was a year ago that came out, that we ingest.
That's a lot.
Over 100,000 pieces of microplastic. Yummy. Mm. Robert Kraft is having a birthday today. You know who that is? It's the owner of the Patriots.
Yeah.
79 today.
Got in a little bit of trouble.
He let Tom Brady go.
Yeah, he did.
I prefer Victor Kiam as my Patriots owner.
Mm.
He's the guy who loved it so much he bought the company, the Remington Shaver.
Yes.
Robert Kraft is 79.
I can tell you her birthday and her daddy's middle name. The uncles on her mama's side and the wives they don't claim. What she's got for Christmas.
How about the golden tones of Don Reed? Just lost his brother Harold a few weeks ago.
I'm the official.
And that's him. He's probably sang lead as much as anybody.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Guy's a great singer.
Don Reed from the Statlers is 75. Now, you didn't listen to country in the late 70s and early 80s, so you may not remember Gail Davies.
Ooh, heartache.
You being Neil.
Stay away from me tonight.
Do you remember any Gail Davies?
Sure.
She had the Grandma song and I'll Be There, and this one, Blue Heartache, which I'm going to play during the All Request Lunch Hour today. It's a gym pick because we've kind of forgotten about Gail Davies.
And fine singer, too.
Number of top tens from the 70s, early 80s. She's 72 today, and you know, a lot of the more contemporaries, your Mary Chapin Carpenters, your Susie Boggesses, your Kathy Mateus, actually cite Gail Davies as an influence on them.
I can believe that.
As an influencer. Yep. So, Gail Davies, happy birthday, this lady.
You don't have enough in your emergency fund. You are way underinsured. You need more in retirement. You don't
have
a 529 plan. You have a high interest rate. You're not contributing anything to a Roth IRA. You eat out too much. You have $25,000 of credit card debt. Are you kidding me? Denied one more time.
She denies people. They come in, hey, can I afford this? And more often than not, she says no. Suze Orman. You can call her Susie if you want. Suze, 69 today. Familiar with her work at all?
Denied.
Yeah, she's... So that's Suze Orman. Yes. Happy birthday. Kenny G is here today to entertain.
Oh, smooth and sultry.
It doesn't get much smoother than Kenny G. And he plays, I believe, the manliest of all saxophones, the alto sax. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Size does not matter when it comes to saxophones.
No. Yeah, it doesn't have to be the baritone to be manly.
And I know you were envious of his curly hair.
Yes.
Was that Ogilvy home perm, or were those natural curls that Kenny G...
That was the old finger in an electric socket.
He's probably bald. He's probably bald by now, just like Michael Bolton and the rest of us. It happens. Yeah. Kenny G, 64. That show, the Goldbergs, hilarious. The father on the show.
Stop. Nobody's Brady Bunching anyone. You want some real advice? Don't be a moron.
Seriously? That's your advice for everything.
It applies to everything.
I think I'm going to stick with Pops' advice.
Don't be a moron.
I got to use that more.
Yes. Jeff Garlin, who plays Murray Goldberg on the Goldbergs. Curb Your Enthusiasm. You saw him there. He is 58 today. Remember the movie Office Space?
Yes.
He's the guy who... did he get the memo or not? We never.
Oh,
not sure.
Yeah.
Did you see the memo about this?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I have the memo right here. I just forgot. But it's not shipping out till tomorrow, so there's no problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could
that's great. Ron Livingston, who was Peter, did he get the memo? Apparently he did, but he didn't read it or didn't follow it.
Right.
He's ready to jump out the window being in that cubicle, you can tell. He is 53.
What's his name?
His name is Ron Livingston. Okay. 53.
Like a dream come true.
Brian McKnight. For $1,000, a country artist had a hit with this as well. Went all the way to number two. Mm. Who was that country artist? Mark Wills.
It's on the top of my tongue. Yeah.
Mark Wills. Brian McKnight. And I have taken the liberty, because I like to take liberties, I have carte blanche. And you know what that means?
Yes. You got an open checkbook. You can do whatever you want.
I I put the Mark Wills back to one song.
Okay.
In your deal. It's back at one, by the way.
Okay.
In your Bobathon.
We'll have to see if it survives the cut.
It survives. I mean, come on, it's a good song. It's number two. Yeah. Why wouldn't you play it? I mean, I've already told people I have it in there. If you take it out, you're the bad guy.
Okay.
People are going to be angry. They're coming after you.
I might take my chances.
Hey, how about Mark Wahlberg?
That maggot uncle of yours, Tommy Costigan's another goof. He gets busted selling guns to federal officers, among many, many, many other departures from our normative behavior.
What's this got to do with me, huh?
Why are you pretending to be a cop?
That, the Departed movie, is good.
Yes.
Thank you for agreeing.
I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's
what?
Good.
The one with Jack Nicholson and Wahlberg and Baldwin and Sheen.
All of them in one movie?
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't see it?
And then DiCaprio's in it, too? Kidding me? You have to see that. That's a heck of a song. A heck of a movie with the song in there, which is good. Was it the Dropkick Murphys? What's the one with the with the Scottish feel to it?
I've seen some other Mark Wahlberg movies.
Have you had a Wahlburger yet?
No, they're in Maple Grove, though, I see.
Yeah, him and his brother and his family put together this burger joint.
Have you had one?
I haven't, but okay. I hear good things.
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg, he was Marky Mark, remember, in his Fun Bunch.
Yes.
He was a rapper, singer, R.B., kind of hip-hop
Italian
guy.
Job is my favorite Mark Wahlberg
movie. Well, he's good at that one. How about Ted?
Ted was funny. I saw Ted.
Stuffed teddy bear is good. Yes. So he's 49. And Mike Fisher, former hockey player, and, of course, Mr. Carrie Underwood.
Yes.
Mike Fisher's the big 4-0.
All right. Gone but not forgotten today. Old West lawman Pat Garrett. He took down Billy. He took down Billy the Kid. Pat Garrett, born on this day, 1850.
Was he always on the up and up? Did he always follow the law, or did he skirt the law sometimes to get his way?
He may have, you know, but he had a tough job. He had a tough job in the Old West, so... Pat Garrett, 1850. Pancho Villa, born on this day, 1878, Mexican outlaw and revolutionary. He was Hopalong Cassidy on TV and movies, William Boyd.
I thought I could trust you, kid. Why aren't you up in that shack?
Because she's a blasted, tricky little coyote.
Oh, wait a minute, kid. That's pretty wild talk about a lady. We don't make war on women, Johnny.
You keep out of this!
That's good advice.
A blasted, tricky little coyote.
Why was he hopalong? Was one of his legs shorter than the other?
Almost like Chester.
Okay.
But no, I don't know. He ran pretty good. I don't know how it became hopalong. But it was Hopalong Cassidy there, William Boyd. What about Art Donovan? I don't know if you remember when he'd show up on Letterman.
Remember his crew cut.
Big offensive tackle. Yeah, he had the flat top. He was an hilarious guy. And a good football player, Hall of Famer, 1924. Robert Lansing was an actor.
12 o'clock high.
It's TV theme time, Jim.
A QM production.
One of the rare Quinn Martin productions that wasn't law enforcement.
Yeah.
Also starring John Larkin.
It's 12 o'clock high, and did he say QM production?
Instead of Quinn Martin?
Yeah. Maybe this was early for Quinn Martin. Robert Lansing there, born on this day, 1928. He was with Badfinger, Tom Evans.
Here it is, come and get it. Make your mind up fast.
Paul McCartney song.
How can you not like that one? Oh, that waits. I hear that song a lot. 1947 for Badfinger's Tom Evans. And one more, actor Daniel Von Bargen.
And another one of George Costanza's bosses.
It gets worse. A team working on the statue in Lafayette Square kind of over-smoothed it. They ground the head down to about the size of a softball. That spells trouble.
All right, well, why don't we smooth the head down to nothing, stick a pumpkin under its arm, and change the nameplate to Ichabod Crane.
He was the leader of Kruger Industrial Smoothing.
Oh, that's
Mr. Kruger. He got to experience Festivus firsthand.
Oh, yes. Daniel Von Bargen was that actor, and he left us fairly young. He was born on this day, 1950, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
Okay, it's the Friday Bobathon, no repeat workday. Oh, by the way, the keyword, just as a reminder,
yes,
was
a
cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Cabin is today's keyword. Go to mybobcountry.com, contest tab, and
get it on.
Follow the instructions. Would you like to start out with Tracy Lawrence, who just happens to be running behind, Toby mm-hmm. Keith on his American ride, or Alabama, they're getting reckless?
I'm going to go Tracy Lawrence today.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.